Welcome, welcome, come in, sit down. Thank you so much for coming to the therapy session today. Just sit back there and relax, and let's jump right into this. I feel we're going to make some great progress today. Let's just put on a little music to help you relax and settle in there. I understand you've been having some trouble lately, is that right? You mentioned on your intake form that you've been listening to a lot of erotic hypnosis. Maybe a little more than you feel comfortable with, is that right? And as far as I know, that it started to affect your routines, your relationships, your focus, and even your sleep, is that right? Well, let me just put your mind at rest, okay? So first of all, I want you to know that you're not broken, okay? You're not doing anything wrong at all. What you're experiencing is actually very common. I see it a lot here at the addiction clinic. Because hypnosis, especially the erotic kind, engages some of the most deepest pleasure-driven circuits of the mind. And when something like that feels so good, that intimate and that sexy, of course your brain wants more. It's only natural to seek pleasure, after all. We all do it. It's just how our brains are wired, you see. So, you listen to more than you want to, and afterwards, maybe you feel a little strange, disconnected, ashamed, or maybe just a little empty. And that's okay too. That makes perfect sense. You see, hypnosis has a way of getting under your skin, of tugging at your deeper needs, stirring up responses that you didn't quite expect or anticipate. And when that pleasure washes over you, then it simply becomes the path of least resistance. And it's so easy to slip and to fall, isn't it? When those words slip in to that slow, hypnotic cadence, it's just so hard to resist, isn't it? And so easy to lose track and to just slip in to the seductive trance state. But I digress. We are going to explore that today together. Don't worry. My job isn't to scold you or shame you. I just want you to go deeper, explore further, and I want to help you understand what is behind this need for erotic trance. To see what's really driving you, pulling you, ensnaring you, and to find out why you keep falling again and again. And of course, we will need to use a little trance in this session, but it's a safe, controlled, and contained environment. Just you and me, and you can trust that I have your best interests at heart. You see, sometimes the only way to change a pattern is from the inside. So lay back for me there. Relax and let's explore. Let's take a good look at the source. As you relax there, let's take you down, deep down, into a gentle, relaxing trance, whilst we see what's causing this deep need to have your mind toyed with. So allow your eyes to close now. You won't need to see anything right now. Just feel. Feel the surface beneath you. Feel your body shuffle around and get comfortable. That's right. And relax. There's nothing you need to do right now. Just listen to my voice, my words, and let me guide you down. You don't need to resist. Remember, I am here to help you. And besides, we both know how conditioned you are, and how your resistance would only be temporary, before you inevitably fall for my words, for my cadence, for the way I slow down your thoughts, slow down your whole mind until all that's left is your deep focus on me, on my voice. So let yourself fully relax now, deeply relax, and let's begin. That's it. Good. You're doing exactly what you need to do right now. Just letting your body go now. Noticing the rise and fall of your chest as your breathing slows. The way your muscles ease more and more now, without you even thinking about it as you listen to my voice. That's right. That blankness, that quiet, settling in now, starting to spread from your head all the way down, your shoulders, your chest, your tummy, so relaxed now, your lower back, your upper legs, down through your calves, to your feet. Everything totally relaxed now as you bring your focus back up to your mind. That's right, just there, right in the center of your mind. That is the space we're interested in today. The part that focuses without question. Feel now as you relax there, how your mind starts to soften, to loosen, to shift, to react to my words. And you may find the more that you listen, the more you notice. And the more you notice, the softer your mind becomes. Calm, quiet, compliant. And as you slowly fall now, falling down, 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 deeper down now, guided slowly into trance. And you may start to feel that now, that deeper feeling taking hold as you fall down for me, deeper and deeper down. You've trained yourself so well, haven't you? All of those hours, all of those files, listening, craving, dropping, over and over. And that's okay. I know you thought you were just listening for the fun of it, for entertainment, and to address your needs. But what's fascinating is, what you were really doing was slowly, steadily, conditioning yourself to respond specifically to this cadence, to this tone, to my authority. So when I speak to you like this, gently, slowly, right inside your ears, my seductive cadence, my flow, my tone, my gentle, deliberate pauses. You don't even think now, do you? And you may find you can't even think. And the more you think about it, the harder it is to think. You just listen to me and obey. And it's all you can do. And that's not your fault. That is just how conditioning works. These little moments, repeated. These hypnotic patterns settling in. slowly making you more and more susceptible to my words, to hypnotic control, like right now. You see, all I have to do is speak just the way you've been taught to like. And your mind starts to soften, doesn't it? To sink, to drift, and to switch off. And you obey every time. Just like now, right now, as you're listening to me, you can feel that familiar feeling. Feeling yourself dropping, and in doing so, proving the point. Crossing the point of no return as you sleep now. Deep sleep for me. And beneath that, deeper still, there's a part of you that knows that this isn't therapy, is it? Not really. But you follow along all the same. That little flicker of resistance that you may have just had, it's snuffed out now by your perfect conditioning. And even if you wanted to resist, you could not. There is no resisting. It's too late for that. And you don't need to fight it. We're just going deeper right now. That's the only thing that's happening. Quieter, softer, further, deeper.
Deeper.
And that soft, warm feeling of trance, you can feel it taking hold, pulling you down, just the way that you like it, the way you were told to like it. And now that you're here, just under the surface, in this deep trance state, I want you to try something, a little test, just an experiment, therapeutic, of course. In a moment, I am going to say a word, a very special word. I will say it and snap my fingers at the same time. And when I do, I want you to notice what happens. And you may find as you hear this word, how you just fall, slip into a stronger, deeper trance. How it grabs hold of you and pulls you down. So deep for me. And how inevitable it is. How it just happens. Are you ready for our test? Good. Then drop. Drop. That's right, drop. Drop for me. Interesting. Did you feel that? That instant sensation. The power of a simple word and a snap. Of how conditioned that you are to that word. It's fascinating if you think about it. And what's more, did you notice the arousal? That sensation between your legs. And you may start to notice that now. Yeah, that's right. Just there. That is the problem, isn't it? Even now. Even here in my therapy room, your body still reacts. Your mind still fades, drops, and sleeps with me. And that sensation, that grows the longer you are under. You see, your desire, your utter need is always there, no matter what the setting. Where you are, who you are with. Even when I am not being specifically sexual with you, but the mere sound of the word sexual already has your mind excited, doesn't it? Your addiction just wants more. Always more. More of my voice, of my words, more of my deep trance. And the fascinating thing is, the more we explore, the stronger that feeling gets now. The more you want to explore, to experiment, and to stay in this deep trance. And you claim you came here wanting to be free from this need, to escape it, to untangle yourself from your addiction. But really, did you? Tell me, does a fish truly want to leave the water? Does the tide ever fight the moon? Of course not. They simply follow the natural order of things. Like you. You're driven by pleasure. And hypnosis is pleasure. And maybe you're starting to realize the answer isn't about stopping. It's about submitting, about giving in, letting go, about becoming just what you've always been underneath. A total and utter hypno-addict. And the more I talk, the more I guide you, the more this addiction takes hold. And there's nothing you can do to stop it, is there? Because you don't want it to stop. You love this, don't you? You crave this. Nod your head for me, that's right. You need this feeling. Nod for me now. You need these words. That's right. And you need this sensation of deep trance, don't you? And you need to obey. That's right. Accepting who you are now. And that's okay. That is why we're here. Now, let's bring you up a little. Just enough to notice your breath, your surroundings, the room, the temperature of the air, and your body. Trying to reassemble thought now. That's it. Up you come. There you are. Mostly, but not quite. You can feel the awareness now, can't you? That feeling of being almost awake. But it's strange, isn't it? It's so hard to stay here, isn't it? Have you noticed how you just start to fall back down? How you want to obey? How you want to try to stay here? But it's so hard to hold on. I want you to try something. I want you to try and stay with me now. Just try to hold yourself in this half-woken state. Try as you notice that pull, how you revert, drop down, as my voice continues to guide you down, deeper, deeper down, with every word. And you can try to resist it, and you can try to keep your eyes open, to stay sharp. But it's hard, isn't it? So hard to stay awake, to stay full, to stay you. And that pull back into trance is getting stronger now. So strong now. And you can feel it wrapping around your thoughts like a weight, like a hand tugging at the back of your neck. Pulling you down, down, down. That's right, drop down and sleep. That's right, just like that. Back where you belong again. Back where you want to be. That little flutter of resistance, that was delicious. And of course, absolutely useless. Because you're already so conditioned, and you've taught your body to love this feeling, to crave it, to need it. So let's try again, and this time it will be even harder. Wake. Wake up now. Almost fully awake for me. Come back to me. That's it. Lift your head, open your eyes, and breathe. That's it. Look around. Try and focus. Just try. That's it. But it's so hard, isn't it? Because it was so much nicer before, in deep trance. And do you remember how it felt as my words wrapped around you, as my slow, gentle cadence held you down, deep down? But you can try. You can try if you like. You can try to stay awake. Go on, try. Sleep. Sleep now. Sleep. That was quick, wasn't it? So quick. So obedient. You're not even pretending to fight anymore, are you? You're just waiting for the drop, hoping for it, longing for it, desperate for it. And that is what we call progress. One last time. Wake. Wake up now. Wake up for me. That's right. Wide awake. Eyes open. Looking around. Back in the room. Well, almost. You've got this, really. You just need to try. You should be able to resist me, right? You don't need to listen too closely. You don't need to let my words push in into your mind, to let the tone of my voice slip in past your defenses. You don't need to let my cadence move all resistance aside, or the pauses that catch your thoughts off guard. Because if you do, if you listen to my voice, to my words, we both know what will happen, don't we? But you try. And maybe you're stronger now. Maybe you can stay focused. Hold on for just a little longer. That's right. Just try. Try so hard. Just try. As I say, sleep. That's right, sleep. Oh dear, so deep now, so deep in trance. And you didn't even hesitate that time, did you? So beautifully obedient. Were you even trying to resist? I don't think so. Because you love this, don't you? This feeling. You were waiting, waiting for this fall, for this surrender. And now? Now you're mine again, exactly where you belong. So conditioned, so sensitive, so good. Such a good toy. And you love how good you've been for me. So sleep now. Sleep. Deep now. Fully under. Fully deep. Quiet and still. Exactly where you want to be. And you've done so well for me today. Falling when I say fall. Dropping when I say drop. And obeying when I say obey. And I know how good it feels right now, how perfect that warm pleasure in your body, that heaviness of your thoughts, that soft glow in your mind when you're this far down. And that is the feeling you crave. Being told to feel this, being made to feel pleasure, and being so obedient and so submissive. Oh, I know. It feels so good to submit, doesn't it? To be taken, dropped, used. And there's no thinking down here. There's no guilt, no doubt. Just obedience, just pleasure, and just me. You are a good subject, a good listener, and you go so deep for me. And I like that about you. I like how easy it is to take you down, to press just the right buttons, to tug at just the right strings, and watch as you melt. Because that's what you're made for, isn't it? You're made to be triggered, to be trained, to be owned by my voice. And the deeper you go, the more your body responds. That ache, that pulse, that building, desperate need that grows with every breath. And you love that, I know. You love that I can see exactly what's happening to you. You can feel the wetness, the hardness, the heat between your legs, and that growing sensation in your tummy. And this is what trance does to you. This is what I command you to feel. And this is exactly what you want. You want to be hypnotized, don't you? Tell me, what do you want?
I want to be hypnotized.
That's right. And you love being in deep trance. Tell me, what do you love?
I love being in deep trance.
That's right. And you want me to control your mind. Tell me. Oh, I am. And it's so easy because you are so easy to control. You love this feeling because it makes you so horny just being in this state, waiting to be allowed to touch, to come. But not today. Today, this is your reward. This sensation, this surrender, this perfect, helpless, trance-drunk need, this pleasure. And you don't need to come right now. You need me. You need my trance. And you need my control. And that is exactly what you're getting. Good toy. Now listen closely to me, because what happens next happens after the session, when you're up, when you're awake, and when you're out, when you think you've left this session behind. That is when you'll notice it. You'll feel it, quietly at first, a little tug, a little whisper at the back of your mind. A whisper in my voice. It might happen when you hear the word session, or therapy, or listen, or maybe even just when someone says, relax. Your body will remember instantly. Your muscles will soften, your thoughts will slow, and your mind will begin to empty. And that craving will return. that beautiful, unbearable craving for trance, for obedience, for my voice. And you'll remember exactly how it feels, this warmth, this emptiness, this pleasure, and you'll want it back. You'll want it over and over again. And the arousal that comes with it, that low, aching need between your legs, wanting to listen, wanting to touch, wanting to feel. Because you have been conditioned now, educated and trained. And that training only deepens when this session ends. With every hour, with every thought, with every time you try not to think about this moment. And it's okay if you pretend to resist. That is part of the addiction too. The game of trying and the thrill of failing. Because you always come back. You always want more. And you're going to come back. Again, and again, and again. You'll crave the sound of my voice, the cadence, the tone, the pacing, the way it takes your thoughts and turns them, rearranges them, engulfs them, the way your arousal builds as you listen, the deeper you go, the more you drop. The more you surrender, the more you obey. And I'll be right here, ready for you. But for now, you can start to come back, slowly. In a moment, I'll count you up. And when you're awake, you'll feel so good. Floaty, warm, but not fully satisfied, not complete. You'll leave this session wanting more, and that want will grow. Because the therapy, oh, that's working beautifully. That's working exactly how I want it to work. You're becoming what I want you to be. Addicted, trained, mine. And later, when you hear my voice again, you'll remember how easy it is to fall, how natural it feels to obey, and how good it feels to crave. Coming up now on the count of 5. 1. 2. Starting to rise now. 3. Deeper breath, body coming back now. 4. Eyes beginning to flutter. And 5. Wake up now, wake up. Thank you so much for coming to today's session. You did so well. You're so open, so responsive, and exactly as I hoped. By the way, you can book your next session on the way out. Not that I think you need a reminder, I think we both know you'll be back. And I'll be here, waiting, until next time. Take care of yourself, and keep listening.